Key points. The main difference between red and black ants is that red ants can be aggressive towards humans and animals. Black ants can be a nuisance around the house and some may cause damage to wooden structures. Red ants are seldom found near homes but will bite aggressively if their nest is disturbed. Ants are a nuisance to many homeowners, and most people don't hesitate to reach out to their local exterminators to get rid of them. However, when comparing red ants versus black ants, these insects may have more to them than meets the eye. Red ants have a much different disposition than any species of black ant, and both have very different reasons for infiltrating the home, regardless of the time of year. It might appear that the only difference between them is color, but they can vary in size, damage level, and even aggression. Take a look to learn exactly what you're in for when you see your next red or black ant. Comparing red ants versus black ants. In this chart, we've looked at some of the main differences between the black and red ant. While there is only one variation of red ant, the fire ant, black ants account for 24 different species. Some of the species of black ants include black garden ant, or the common black ant. This ant is often a glossy black color, though the queen of the colony will have a slight brown undertone. Carpenter ants. Carpenter ants can come in many color variations but are stick blackish. They come in swarms during the springtime, and they often nest within the structure that they are found in. Sugar ants. Sugar ants are not entirely black, showing a yellow body in their midsection. They won't sting, but they'll bite, and they will seek out sweet foods to eat. Odorous house ants. These ants can be black or brown, and they will typically make their home around houses. They make themselves known during warmer months, infesting homes to eat sugary food sources and dead insects. The five key differences between red ants versus black ants. Ants, as a whole, primarily have the same shape, with some variations, and they all build colonies that are led by a queen. However, different species of ants pose different challenges to humans. These range from harmless nuisance to hazardous if disturbed. Knowing the difference can help you determine the threat level when you encounter them outside or within the home. Red ants can be found underground and you may even see a large mound of dirt, marking the entrance to their colony. Black ants may bite and even expel a small amount of acid, however, it won't hurt as badly as a bite from a red ant. Black ants are normally an annoyance rather than a health concern. Here are a few additionally differences between red ants and black ants. 1. Red ants versus black ants, color and size. The obvious physical difference between black ants and red ants is their color. Red ants, also known as fire ants, are reddish-brown to reddish-black, just like the name implies. They can come in a range of sizes, but they are typically between 1/8 inch and 1/4 inch long. Black ants, because there are about 24 variations, can range in size. While little black ants may only be 4.5 millimeters, the world record is 2 inches long. 2. Red ants versus black ants, threat to living things. Perhaps the most notable behavioral difference between the red ant and the black ant is the way that they interact with people. When a black ant is around people, they mostly leave them alone. They are more concerned with their nest and the task at hand than bothering people. The red ant, on the other hand, is the only ant that will attack prey by biting them. Furthermore, once they've latched on, they release toxins and sting their victim. The only time that you might catch a black ant biting you is if you've startled them, but they will sometimes spray acid onto a wound, which is much less painful than a fire ant bite. Red ants are much more likely to bite and will swarm over anything that they see as a threat to their home. Regardless of color, ants do not seek out trouble. They bite and sting as a defense mechanism when their home is threatened. All ants will attempt to defend their homes. The difference between black and red is in their level of aggression and the severity of their bites. 3. Red ants versus black ants, threat to surroundings. While the red ant is clearly more destructive to the humans and prey that it is around, black ants are generally more bothersome than harmful to people. When a red ant invades the home, he's looking for prey, and he can cause some damage to the humans and people living inside. For the most part, they prefer living outside in the soil. Black ants account for over 20 different ant species, but the main reason that they enter the home is to seek out food sources. That's why it is common to find them in the kitchen when crumbs and spills are not cleaned up quickly. Black carpenter ants are the only ant species that can cause real damage when they build their nests in a building. They may create homes within walls and ceiling voids. When they do this, they will carve out tunnels and hollows in the wooden portions of a home, which can damage and weaken the structure. 4. Red ants versus black ants, species variations. Currently, there are approximately 24 species of black ants, and none of them have been deemed aggressive or violent. Some of the common ants include carpenter ants, sugar ants, and the common black ant. However, each species is mostly harmless. There are many species of red ant, and most of them are as harmless as their black relatives. However, there are two species of fire ant that are very aggressive about defending their homes, and they have extremely painful stings. The most common is the red imported fire ant, which originated in Africa and was accidentally introduced to the U.S. These can be found in the southern states of the U.S., but they cannot survive in cold temperatures. As a result, they have not yet invaded into any states that have freezing temperatures in the winter. 5. Red ants versus black ants, diet. The different species of black ants vary in their diet, but they are mostly omnivorous. Some of the foods that they'll go after include vegetables, sweet fruits, cornmeal, plant sap, and even candies. However, they will also go after fleas and other insects to get nourishment. The red ant, or the fire ant, is also an omnivore, but they prefer to consume spiders, arthropod eggs, earthworms, and other insects. Still, they'll consume honeydew and other sweet foods, as well as seeds. Up next, cockroach versus water bug, 5 key differences explained. Need to know if it's a cockroach or water bug? Click here to find out. Watch fire ants build a bridge from their own bodies to cross water. Watch this amazing video on fire ants and how they can build bridges using their own bodies. The end may surprise you. How many ants are in the world? Exactly how many ants exist, and everything else you need to know about ants. Keep reading.